Breakfast with Refilo and Mulato
on Cape Talk.
7:36. I have to admit, for the second time in a week, whatever JP was intending with his words did not land for me. As a person who's well educated and invested in the city and understanding the city and speaks to people in the city, leadership in the city, and about the city on a daily basis, that I get that confused about where the solution lies is a reminder to me that something has either failed in the communication or actually in the construct of how the city works. JP will drown you in bylaw details. He will drown you in sections and acts and mandates, and I get that. He's an administrator, and those are his details and his expertise. But at the end of the day, there is no moment where we step back and say, my little adjustments to this bylaw and my little unit over here that is also my competency, but not my competency, and the audacity to say, by the way, we help with this part of homelessness, even though it's not our competency, is not resulting in a thriving city where people are sleeping in warm beds and have access to economic opportunity and are not pushed into a life of crime that pushes me to have to open a marine unit. The outcome is not happening. So, yeah, okay, you passed the text. You got the mark. Okay, you got the mark here. You got the mark here. It's like a math test. You know when they say show you're working so that you can at least collect marks along the way? He's showing us the working. But the answer's wrong. And it requires a level of, one, strategy, two, compassion, three, interest in the vested interest in the city. To open any statement with, we are actually here with this crucial bylaw to protect land and buildings against unlawful occupation, you're leaving out occupation by whom? By humans who have no alternative. That's where the statement is supposed to start. And my mind is boggled by the amount of detail, excruciating detail and time and energy that is put into defending commas, crossed T's, dotted I's, and not one human body. As an administration, I have to say the city of Cape Town is broadly failing under this leadership. And yeah, great workings. Thanks for that interview, JP, but the answer is wrong. I feel very strongly about that.